And now, words and their stories from VOA Learning English. Today, we talk about those times when things do not go as planned. All the planning in the world does not guarantee that your plans will happen the way you had planned. Things can happen that are outside of your control. To talk about those times when things go awry, American English has two directional expressions, go south and go sideways. Let's start with go south. If something goes south, it stops working or falls apart. It can also mean that something decreases in value or loses quality. We often use it to describe a situation where everything has gone wrong. If your career goes south, you need to look for a new job. If your new computer goes south, it stops working. If a relationship goes south, the two people are heading toward a breakup. And if a trip goes south, one bad thing after another happens. You miss your plane, your passport gets stolen, and the hotel loses your reservation. That makes for a vacation that has gone south. Now let's hear two friends use this expression.
So, how is your friend's new bakery doing? She opened it earlier this year, right?
She did. But then she ran into trouble. Her investor pulled out. And then her head baker quit. So her business went south pretty quickly after that.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, but I'm not surprised. You need a lot of money up front to start a business. And for a bakery, you definitely need a baker.
Well, it didn't help that another bakery with lower prices opened down the street. Her business was bound to go south after that.
Sideways is another direction you don't want your projects or efforts to go. As a direction word, sideways means to go to either side, not forward or backward. As an idiomatic expression, to go sideways also means things do not go as planned. But this expression can be used a little differently from going south. Often when things go sideways, they go wrong in strange ways. In other words, things get weird. Sometimes you want things to go sideways. For example, a good story often goes sideways. You think it's going to go in one direction, but then there is a plot twist. Situations change, and the story goes in an unexpected direction. Used this way, going sideways is a good thing. But what about on a family camping trip? Let's hear this expression used in that situation.
How was your family camping trip?
It was okay, but some really strange things happened. Nature things.
Tell me more. What happened?
Well, the first night, a raccoon stole all my food. The second night, while I slept, spiders spun webs all over my tent. And then on the third day, while I was swimming in the lake, a fish bit me.
That is a lot of weird nature stuff. I didn't even know fish could bite.
Me neither. But I guess on a camping trip that's gone sideways, anything is possible.
And that's the end of this Words and Their Stories. Until next time, I'm Ana Mateo.
Thank you.